Good morning, almost afternoon. My name is Janice Crawford, and I am the Executive Director of the Mount Washington Valley Chamber of Commerce. I really only want to make some observations. I think, first of all, I'm glad Valley Vision is here, because we've really had an education today. And I appreciate those who have come and given us personal information to illustrate how this is going to affect the small business. So thank you very much. I've learned a lot. And that's what it takes, is that open honesty to help us. I was raised in an entrepreneurial family. I am not an entrepreneur. I somehow have the safety of a 501c6 to provide me with my pay. Of course, if small businesses don't have the funds to join the Chamber of Commerce, I may find out that I don't. But the reason I didn't follow the entrepreneurial road is because I did not have the one thing that is very important in an entrepreneur, and that is the willingness to take a risk. I'm not that brave. And so I applaud all of you, because it does take bravery to step into this entrepreneurial world where you are working 24 hours a day and you are constantly being bombarded with one more thing to take away what you're working so hard for. I want to observe what happened to me yesterday when I happened to walk into Atlantic Pool and Spa to talk to Mike about the possibility of heating my pool, because I finally decided maybe exercise would be a good thing. And I told him about this, and he literally staggered against one of the hot tubs and sat down and said, "I feel sick." That is not what we are here to do, legislators, and I'm really addressing the legislators that are here in the room, and I know that some of them in this room did not vote for this, so thank you very much. But there is a real ripple effect to when these kinds of laws are made. It's not just this person who's going to have to pay 5%. It ripples and ripples and ripples and ripples. Just the mere fact that all these people are not home enjoying their Saturday, they had to drive hundreds of miles, the gas price, and so on and so forth. So this is a very costly thing when you decide to pass a bill at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm appalled by what I have learned today about the constitutionality of this, and I feel certain that those who are our representatives who voted for this will probably vote for the repealing. I hope so. So I want to leave you with some observations about free enterprise, because I truly believe that we have to come back to understanding what makes this country the place we all want to live. And that one of those is free enterprise. Free enterprise creates jobs. Free enterprise is the only system that can create the 20 million jobs that we need in the next decade. It offers opportunity regardless of wealth, status, or background. You have a chance to rise as high as your talent and hard work can take you. Freedom of choice. You are free to choose your own path. No one picks your profession or limits what you can do or become. Innovation, free enterprise encourages it, embraces it, and rewards it. Free enterprise excels in developing solutions. Small business, almost anyone in America can start a business if he or she really wants to. The barriers are low. We haven't found that out today. The opportunities are endless, and if you fail, you can get up off the floor and try again. Mobility. No other society offers so many avenues for individuals, families, and succeeding generations to move up the ladder of success. Quality of life. Free enterprise supports a quality of life that previous generations could only dream of. We are living longer and enjoying an unsurpassed level of material comforts because of free enterprise. A progressive society, a strong economy powered by free enterprise, generates revenues to educate our children, care for the sick and elderly, provide compassionate support for the less fortunate, and clean our environment. A better world. The size and success of our free enterprise economy has given the United States an unmatched capacity to address global challenges and improve the world. And finally, the American dream. It could not exist without free enterprise, for it is our economic freedom that enables us to achieve our dreams. It is free enterprise that breathes life into the promise of America, that a better life is always within our grasp, and our country's best days are yet to come. Don't take that away from our citizens who work so very hard. It is the foundation of why our country is so great, and it is why we have so many advantages that so many in the world do not. And lastly, I want to say to the farmer and to her husband, it has been a joy listening to the gurgling innocence of that sweet little baby. And that is another reason why we are all here, is to make sure that we give something back to the next generation. And when you pass these kinds of laws, you are biting into our ability to make sure that happens. And then the last question I have is, when will the new draft of rules be posted?
January 20th, they'll be on our website. I wish I could do it earlier, but that's...